Welcome to the Innate Vitality Code podcast, your source of science-backed information and inspiration on holistic healing, building resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative physician, acupuncturist, and positive psychology neuroscience nerd. For over 20 years, I've been healing and teaching in my wellness practice, in the media, on stages, and around the world, as part of my soul's mission to end suffering and raise the consciousness on the planet. This podcast does not provide medical advice or psychotherapy. Consult your healthcare provider before implementing what you hear on this show. I recently published some music called Seeds of Hope, which includes a spoken word poem and an oracle channeled message. And I heard from some people that they're still feeling stuck. They're having a hard time imagining a brighter future and feeling hope. So I went live on YouTube and shared in a video called Lotus Rising how I have activated my own hope circuit to overcome those pre-programmed stress responses and trauma loops. So if you missed it, check it out in full. I also decided to post on Substack the list of the four keys to activating the brain's hope circuit. So the first thing is, you gotta recognize that our brain's default state is the helpless state when we're confronted with stress or a traumatic situation that we think we can't control. If we want to activate the hope circuit, we have to have a sense of agency or a feeling that I can control this in some way, shape, or form. So there are four keys to activating the brain circuit that is associated with hope to get out of the hopeless loop. You can activate your hope circuit by recognizing when you're in that stress or fear response. Just stop, breathe, and then name it. Oh, I'm feeling fear, I'm feeling stress, I'm feeling overwhelmed. And just give yourself a moment to actually acknowledge it, breathe into it, and then remind yourself, this will not last forever. And that may be a stretch. You may feel like it will last forever. That's why some people choose to die by suicide. They can't imagine a hopeful future. They think where they are is going to last forever. So you gotta recognize that is a trauma response. That is a fear loop. That is a stress response, but it's not based in fact. And so then the next thing you need to do is use the creative power of your mind to imagine a possible future. So you gotta break the habit of ruminating on every way that life sucks, you suck, the world sucks. It does require a sense of agency to say, I get to choose how I think about my life, and start to visualize and imagine a possible future. Now, you don't have to go years and years into the future. Just imagine that in a couple hours, something can shift and you'll feel better. In a couple days, in a couple weeks, something can shift in you or in the world and you'll get past this. This won't last forever. So imagine a brighter future.
Thank you for listening to the Innate Vitality Code podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, rate the podcast, and subscribe. This helps me with getting my message out to a wider audience. For show notes and other episodes, visit innatevitality.com/podcast. That's vitality.com/podcast. You can also sign up for my free masterclass series. Each month, I take a deep dive into the topics of holistic healing, resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. Just visit innatevitality.com.